under limitations. He prospered under limitations. I wonder sometimes, I am so far out on some things, and I know it's God. I wonder if I should even share it, because people think you lost your mind or something. But all this is going to play out. Not just what you see, it's going to be your experience. You're going to see this stuff, and you're going to be glad that you heard it, that you understand it, because we are going to experience some things. In going up and all that, we're going to experience some things while we're here as God raises us up, just like Joseph experienced some things. He was called and purposed by God to be a prime minister. But between the promise and the blessing, it wasn't the enemy getting over, because the enemy cannot stop purpose. It was God preparing him to rule in the rain, to make that safe place, that Goshen, that city of refuge. Do you know, in the last days, there are going to be cities that will be refuges. Hear what I'm saying, and I'm out here now, so I'm just going to share with you. There are going to be cities, there are going to be churches, there are going to be places that the devil can't see. Cities of refuge. People ain't going to be having to hide underground. It's just going to be places he can't see it. Do you remember when Jesus said that, when Jesus went into the temple the first time and he read from Isaiah and he said, this day, this has been read in your ears. This day, this is fulfilled in your hearing. And all the rabbis, they got irate and they went to grab him, to throw him over the side of a hill, and he walked right out of the midst of them. They couldn't see him. Oh, y'all ain't hearing. See, we so busy struggling, thinking about them bills and thinking about things, you know, that are natural. That you got to understand something. There's some things that are going to happen in the church that are going to happen. It's going to be needful. It's going to be necessary. God getting involved sovereignly. Amen. This is what is known as the powers of the world to come. The powers of the world to come. We're going to taste of the powers of the world to come. It ain't going to be because you've been so good or so this, that. It's the kairos. It's God's purpose and plan for his church and for our lives. So we're going to confront and conquer spirits over our cities, spirits over our territories. Amen. Spirits over nations are going to come down through the church. We're going to prosper even in times of limitation. Let me get out here again. You remember Elijah? Elijah, when the brook dried up, and first when he ran into the wilderness, an angel met him while he slept, and an angel woke him and gave him a cake or a biscuit and water and said, arise, eat and drink, for the journey is too great for you. And he did that twice. We're going to be fed in sometimes by angels. Help me, Holy Spirit, here. I want your spirit to go there with me. Things that happened in the scripture. The Lord said the glory of the former house and the latter house. Jesus said, the works that you do, the works I do, you shall do, and greater. There's something sovereignly coming to the church. A time of miracles. I mean, miracles that are off the chain. Angels are going to visit people, talk to people, minister to people, feed people. When Elijah received that food, that angel food, he went in that the strength of that meat for 40 days and 40 nights. He walked constantly, day and night, in impossibility. Without stopping, he walked day and night, 40 days and 40 nights, in the strength of that meat. Elijah, another time, what happened when he said, tell Ahab to get back to Jezreel, it's about to rain. He prayed, came down from Mount Carmel, and ran. Now, Usain Bolt is fast, right? Fastest man on the planet. He runs at about kilometers, I think they say about 20 kilometers. Something like that, 20, I forget what it is, but about the number is 20. Horses run at about 50. Elijah outran horses, not in the 100 meters, for 17 miles. Help me, Holy Ghost, and help your people here. You see how, I'm not being critical here, but you see how carnal our mind can be when it comes to even spiritual phenomena. Oh, that's the Bible. Now, that's your portion. And you know why it's your portion? Because you're going to need every bit of it in these last days. You're going to need everything that God has said, and then you're going to need something more. Amen. Because everything that is of your flesh is going to be tormented. Any flesh that you leave hanging, any carnality that you allow in your life, all that fraudulent stuff, faking it, amen, acting like you this and that, and ain't none of that really there, all that will be exposed. All of that wood, hay, and stuff is going to be burned. And you will suffer. But oh, blessed are the pure in heart. I said, blessed are the pure in heart. They'll be in that secret place, in that place of Goshen, hidden in God's shadow. Amen. While all this other is going on, it's going to happen. Everything I'm telling you is right there, right in the Word. And we're going to witness many of these things. And finally, number seven, promotion and provision. We've preached on the shift, the power shift in the spirit, and how that in that shifting is coming a transference of wealth. God's going to see to it sovereignly that wealth is transferred. All the means he will use, I don't know, but he's going to do it. It's time, and it's time for the church. Now, I want you to see something else as we look a little closer at these numbers. Again, it's based upon numbers. Remember, Joseph was 17. We're in Genesis 37, which is 20 plus 17. This is what God showed me by the Spirit, 2017. Go to, what he asked me, what is 20 plus 17? I said, 37. He said, go to Genesis 37. There you'll find the story. Now, in Genesis chapter 41, can you get that up on the screen for me? Genesis chapter 41 and verse 46. Let me say number 8. God is going to accelerate things. See, we got a whole lot of catching up to do. First of all, to get out of that church as usual mindset, that traditional type of mindset of church. We are the church, right? We got to break the power, the spirit of religious, religiosity and become the church alive, active. Amen. In chapter 41, verse 46, and Joseph was 30 years old. Make note of that, 36. I'm sorry, 30 years old. He started out at 17, right? And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Next verse. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. Hold it there for a minute. How many years? And how old was Joseph? So 7 plus 30 is what? So that kind of comes back to 2017. 20 plus to 17, where we started. But by the time he was 30 when he started, but the 7 years of plenty was the time that God prospered him and prospered with plenty. And it says here, what does it say? And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. Next verse. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, so he's 37 now, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. Last verse. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. Are you ready for miracles? Come on, I said, are you really ready for miracles? That's a sad clap. How many are really ready for the miraculous? Here he is, the 7 years of plenty. In that 7 years, he laid up so much, it was without number. Again, that number 37, 2017. We're not going to stop there. In Genesis 47, verse 11. Genesis 47, verse 11. After all of that miraculous acceleration.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.